You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 62 and verse 10. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. You see, the scripture says that you must not trust in oppression, in oppressing people, nor vainly hope in robbery, taking what does not belong to you. However, you may not rob people, you may not oppress people, and yet riches would increase. He says, set not your heart on them. Did you know that money is dangerous to the heart? Money is dangerous to the heart. Why do you think the Bible says, if riches increase, do not set your heart on them? It is because when riches increase, men set their heart on riches. Money will become your confidence. Money will become your joy. When you go to bed and you know that there is $5 million in your account, that may be what you think of as you go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, you hear a whisper, $5 million. There is a joy that comes on your face, $5 million. You forget completely that it is vanity, and that if your bread should cease immediately, that money, people who didn't work for it are the ones that are going to spend it. You see, money is very dangerous to the heart. And that is why God, for his children, is careful how he releases money to our hands. If you check it very well as a child of God, God will gradually increase financial provision in your life. He's not going to allow it to be sudden. It's almost as if he allows us to acclimatize with certain degree of increase. There is an increase that can be extremely dangerous. See, you may not understand this until you have money. And I don't know how to pray, because I don't want to say, I pray that you will understand this. But my prayer really is that your heart will not be set on wealth. But let me tell you, it is dangerous. When you understand this, you won't envy people with money. Money is very useful. Don't get me wrong. We need money. And the scripture didn't condemn having money. What it says is that when it increases, don't set your heart on it. You see, as money increases, there is also an increasing danger of trusting in money than trusting in God. And God is a jealous God. And Mammon is also jealous. You know, Mammon will demand from your life the level of commitment that God will also demand from your life. And so it takes a dealing with the Lord for a man to have money, and yet he will not set his heart on that money. That's why they could lay money at Peter's feet. People were selling lands and houses and putting the money at his feet. And few days later, Peter could not give somebody a dollar. He said, silver and gold I have none. All that they laid at his feet, he distributed it. His heart didn't attach to it. If you are trusting God to help you financially, please be also praying that, God, don't let my heart ever attach to money. You see, if you are not praying like that, you don't understand money. Sometimes you don't know that the reason why God has not committed so much money to your hand is because God is protecting you. You think money is a small matter. I'm telling you, money indeed is a spirit. It takes the dealings of God for a man to be able to handle money. I just pray that God will give you understanding, that you will begin to pray and say, Lord, don't let my heart be set on riches. Riches can increase, but may your heart not be set on it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.